Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The AI Prompt Engineering Principles by Pierce Caldwell is a beginner-oriented practical guide to using generative AI tools more effectively, especially systems such as ChatGPT, positioned in the prompt engineering and applied artificial intelligence category. The book addresses a common problem for new users spending excessive time rewriting prompts without understanding why the results vary. Its purpose is not to provide a technical explanation of machine learning architecture, but to translate AI interaction into clear, repeatable communication habits. Based on available descriptions, Caldwell emphasizes structured prompting, plain language, and practical use cases for professionals, creators, and curious learners who want more reliable outputs without coding knowledge. The book's central promise is that better results come from better instructions defining the task, clarifying expectations, and guiding the model with enough context. Its value lies in making prompt engineering accessible as a usable skill rather than a specialist discipline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing trial and error with structured AI instructions. A central topic of the book is the movement away from random prompt experimentation toward deliberate prompt construction. Beginners often treat AI tools as search engines or conversation partners that should infer unstated needs. When the response is weak, they keep rewording the prompt without diagnosing the cause. Caldwell's approach, as reflected in the book's positioning, reframes prompting as instruction design. The user should specify the desired task, context, format, audience, and quality expectations before asking for an answer. This matters because generative AI models respond to patterns in language. Vague inputs usually produce broad, generic outputs. A structured prompt narrows the model's operating space and reduces ambiguity. The book's practical emphasis is useful because it gives beginners a reasoned alternative to guessing if an output fails. The user can check whether the prompt lacked context, constraints, examples, or a clear deliverable. This turns prompting into a repeatable process, not an intuitive talent. Secondly, making prompt engineering accessible without technical jargon, the book is positioned for readers who want to use AI productively but do not want to study computer science, model training, or programming. This focus shapes its treatment of prompt engineering as a communication skill rather than a technical specialty. Caldwell's author description emphasizes clear, practical guides for beginners and intermediate users, and that orientation is important in a crowded AI category where many resources either overpromise automation or overwhelm readers with terminology. The book appears to prioritize usable explanations, what to ask, how to phrase a request, and how to improve an output when it misses the mark. This accessibility does not mean the subject is simplified into empty advice. Instead, the practical premise is that non-technical users can improve results by understanding the model's dependence on explicit instructions. By avoiding dense technical discussion, the book lowers the entry barrier for professionals, freelancers, students, and creators who need immediate competence more than theoretical depth. Its teaching value lies in translating AI use into ordinary decision points. Thirdly, clarifying context, role, and output format for better results. One of the most important practical ideas associated with beginner prompt engineering is that quality depends on the information surrounding the request. Although available public material does not list every framework in the book, its stated focus on clear strategies strongly aligns with the core discipline of context setting. A weak prompt asks for an answer. A stronger prompt explains the situation, the purpose of the answer, the intended reader, and the desired form of delivery. For example, asking an AI to draft content is less precise than telling it the audience, tone, length, structure, and decision the content should support. Role guidance can also be useful because it tells the model which perspective to approximate, such as editor, analyst, tutor, or strategist. Output format matters because it prevents useful information from arriving in an unusable shape. The reasoning behind these techniques is straightforward. AI systems generate more relevant responses when the prompt supplies the boundaries that a human expert would normally infer from conversation. Fourthly, using AI to support productivity and creative work, the book's audience includes professionals and creators. So its practical relevance extends beyond learning prompts as an abstract skill. Prompt engineering is presented as a way to save time, improve creative output, and make AI tools more dependable in everyday work. This includes tasks such as drafting, brainstorming, summarizing, organizing ideas, refining tone, or generating alternative versions of a piece of content. The important point is not that AI replaces judgment, but that prompt quality determines whether AI becomes a useful assistant or a source of additional cleanup. A vague request may produce text that sounds fluent but fails the user's real objective. A precise prompt can turn the model into a more targeted support tool, producing drafts or options that are closer to the intended use. The productivity benefit, therefore, comes from reducing rework. The creative benefit comes from asking the model to explore possibilities under defined constraints, which can help users move from blank page thinking to directed selection and revision. Lastly, understanding the limits of beginner-focused prompt guidance, a balanced reading of the book should recognize both its usefulness and its likely limits. The available descriptions present it as concise, practical, and beginner-friendly, which suggests that its strength is immediate usability rather than advanced technical coverage. Readers seeking deep analysis of model architecture, evaluation methods, security risks, automation pipelines, or enterprise AI governance may need more specialized resources. That limitation is not necessarily a flaw. It defines the book's place in the category. For many new users, the first barrier is not advanced deployment but inconsistent communication with the AI interface. A focused beginner guide can be more valuable than a broad technical manual if it helps readers develop dependable habits quickly. However, prompt engineering also changes as AI systems evolve, and no static set of tips can guarantee exact results in every context. The most realistic benefit is improved control and consistency, not perfect automation. The book is best understood as a foundation for competent use, not a final authority on artificial intelligence. In conclusion, The AI Prompt Engineering Principles is best suited for readers who are new to generative AI or who have used tools like ChatGPT but remain frustrated by inconsistent answers. Professionals who need cleaner drafts, creators who want faster ideation, students who need help structuring information, and small business users experimenting with AI workflows are likely to benefit most. The practical gain is learning how to ask more complete questions, defining context, setting expectations, requesting a format, and revising prompts with a clear reason instead of guessing. The intellectual benefit is a shift in how readers understand AI interaction. The model is not treated as a mind reader, but as a system that responds more effectively when the user supplies constraints and direction. Compared with many prompt engineering books that market themselves as comprehensive technical manuals or income systems, Caldwell's book appears to stand out through its narrow beginner focus and accessible language. Its value is realistic when understood as an entry-level guide. It helps readers become more deliberate, less dependent on trial and error, and better prepared to use AI as a practical assistant. Readers who already know advanced prompting may find it basic, but beginners looking for a concise starting point are its natural audience. If you would like to support Pierce Caldwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.